Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome to our special Sunday episode of You Up. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I am Jared Freed. I'm loving these Sunday specials. Aren't you?
They're a lot of fun.
Quick, easy. This is a great way for you guys. We wanted to do you the favor of giving you an easy way to share an episode. So we're doing these bonus episodes. It's one email. We're going to do a deal reveal today. And listen, get it to a friend. Share it. This is, everyone has been in these situations. Relatable. Your friend that you're annoyed about hearing from. Keep pushing the podcast on them. Make it your Instagram story. I'm a big Sunday sharer, so I will share the shit out of your Sunday special post. So let's do it.
And then rate, review, and subscribe as well.
Rate, review, subscribe. It's also on Spotify. All good reminders. And again, I'm doing shows. Let me repeat: Philly, Dallas, Raleigh, Kansas City. Jordana, anything quick to give the people?
Check out Betches Brides if that's something that interests you. If you're in the bridal sphere of the world,
I mean, I'm a bridal fan. Anyways, I could listen to women kibitz about bride stuff all day long. It is just such an interesting world to me.
There's a lot. There's a lot to talk about. I guess it's almost like sports for women.
I have to say there's a ton to talk about. I can't even believe how far and wide the bridal conversation can go. So yeah, everyone,
bridal community is a force to be reckoned with.
Oh, vicious. ready to? So we're doing a deal reveal today. If you guys have ideas for Sunday specials, you know, certain guests you want to hear from, this is where we're doing it. This is where we get weird. So let's do the deal reveal. You ready, Jordana?
Yeah. All right. Ready? Okay. So someone writes in, I met this guy on Hinge. I'm 31. He's 38. We went out twice. I was not sure I was feeling a connection, but willing to give it another shot. I had been pretty upfront with him that I was not interested in indoor dining or drinks. We're in Chicago, and that's a thing here. But a few days after date two, I got this text out of the blue. I honestly thought it was the most insane thing because we hadn't actually discussed our comfort regarding activities besides the aforementioned dining/drinks indoors. Am I crazy for thinking this is fully insane behavior? I feel like he's mansplaining my own COVID comfort levels. So let's read the text, and then we probably should have read the text and then gone into her questions. But here we are.
Yeah, let's read the text.
You be him,
and I'll be right. Him. Okay.
They went out twice, and then she gets this text.
They go out twice after she had said that she's not comfortable with eating indoors.
Yes, or drinking.
She's not interested in indoor dining/drinks in Chicago. Okay, yes. These are the important pieces of information, and she gets this text after date two. Hey, I had a lot of fun on our dates, but I'm not really feeling a romantic connection. I know that can take time to develop with online dating, and I know COVID makes it tougher. But given how COVID cautious you are, which I totally respect, and how far apart we are in terms of what activities we're comfortable with, I don't really see any path toward that being able to develop between us right now. I'm open to a friendship or perhaps to trying again down the road if your comfort level changes or if the COVID situation changes and evolves. It was great meeting you. You seem like an awesome person, and I wish you all the best in finding what you're looking for. Smiley face. P.S. Sorry this is so long.
Hey.
I love reading these texts.
They're so fun. Yeah. Hey, thanks for letting me know. I'm a bit confusing regarding the what we're comfortable with point, since we hadn't actually talked about that beyond indoor-outdoor dining. I couldn't get a read on if you were really interested since we didn't really talk much between dates, but I guess I got my answer now. I don't know how would you describe that smiley face?
Clenched teeth emoji.
Clenched teeth emoji. To be clear,
like
I wasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. To be clear, I wasn't really comfortable with anything physical given we'd only been out twice, which I don't think is unreasonable, even in non-COVID times. Would have been open to getting to know you more and seeing where this went, but fair enough. Good luck to you. And also, sorry, this is long. Ha.
Then he writes, I mean, again, this, to go back a little bit, this could have been done. His first sentence could have been it. Hey, I had a really fun time on our dates, but I'm not really feeling a romantic connection. Wish you all the best. That could have been it. And then hers could have just been, hey, thanks for letting me know. Wish you all the best too. Good luck. That could have been it.
And we wouldn't be here today.
And we wouldn't be here right now. Yeah. So then he writes back. I mean, there's something I call swimming in the Atlantic, and it's when your whole screen is blue. And it's like, you're drowning. This guy, even though it's, this guy's drowning because he is now writing a full-on dissertation. Okay, ready?
Okay.
I get it, and I don't think that's unreasonable at all. Sorry, I'll try to explain better. Oi, it's like, dude, shut up. I've been hanging out in groups, dining indoors, went to a pool party with my kickball team, etc. What? This guy's living the
slathering
life.
Slathering myself and other people's saliva.
I've been licking grandmas.
hanging out in the COVID ward of the emergency room.
I've been not washing my hands. I take huge dumps. I sometimes wipe with my hand and then I don't even wash afterwards.
I crash weddings, maskless.
Yeah. Well, sometimes I go to the grocery store and I lick an apple or two just to see what happens. Yeah, like, dude, shut up.
I went to a pool party with my kickball team.
My kickball team? Yeah, what are you, eight? What? Yo, I hung out in the ball pit at Chuck E. Cheese with my youth soccer team. It's so crazy. Okay, let's keep going into this fucking... this book he wrote, given that you're not comfortable. Okay, let me read it. Went to a pool party with my kickball team, etc. What is the etc.? What else could you be doing? given that you're not comfortable with doing those types of things yourself, which again, I totally respect, I wouldn't feel comfortable, for example, kissing you without quarantining first, which would basically put you out at the same risk level of risk as if you'd done all those activities yourself. It'd be just as risky as you going to the kickball team's pool party and enjoyed the goodie bags that we all got after the birthday party.
Oh, my God.
Sorry if that doesn't make sense, but it's how I've felt throughout all of this COVID craziness. I respect everyone's varying levels of comfort with different things, but I don't feel comfortable with my actions putting someone else at a level of risk with which they wouldn't be comfortable themselves. Physical touching, kissing, cuddling, etc. is a big part of a romantic connection for me. And while like you, I certainly don't anticipate or expect that on a first or second date going out again, continuing to see you, knowing kissing or anything physical wouldn't really be feasible right now just doesn't make sense to me. Sorry for an even longer reply. Tongue out emoji. So I love this exchange because it's just like, I mean, this is a time capsule of an email. Like this email, we could read it 20 years from now. And they'd be like, what was dating like in 2020? And we'd be like, just read this conversation. Like this is right. This is how nuanced, this is how anxious people were about figuring out other people's comfort levels. And this is such a great example of like how difficult it is and just difficult to like interact with people you don't know. Like anytime you come across a new person, again, he is right, even though he wrote it like seven paragraphs later.
Right. My thing is like, he's right. Like, I think that the first text I thought was like, fine. He could have just like,
he could have stopped at, I don't feel a romantic connection. That's
right. Because then none awesome. Of the other stuff like really matters.
No,
right?
That does. I'm with you. I totally agree.
50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery comes The Competition. Host Shima Oliyai was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now she is returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problems solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with code PODCAST15.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
To me, what he's kind of saying is like, I would like to have sex with the person that I'm dating.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem like that's something you're interested in or comfortable with. So like, the emotional feeling wasn't so strong that I like am willing to sort of like wait it out for that. To me, like if we're reading between the lines, if we're the educated consumer here,
sure,
the smart buyer, that's what he's really saying.
I'm with you completely. I actually think now that we've like made fun of this a lot, there's a part of it that's like, and I've talked about this before, but there's a part of it. He's like, I don't feel a romantic connection. And then he goes on to be like, here's all the reasons. And it's almost like a last ditch effort to let her know, like, if you're cool with all this stuff that I think you're not cool with, I'd still fuck. Like, you know, I don't think he's doing that, but there is an element of that, like where it's like, you know, maybe the tone changes. Maybe she writes back, no, I'm just uncomfortable with indoor dining. I'm totally comfortable with sucking your dick. Like he'd be like, oh, shit. Okay. I didn't think of it that way. You know, like there's an element of that.
Right. But well, that's why he didn't need to, because he sort of contradicts himself where he's like, I didn't feel a romantic connection, but I'm willing to sort of like. Revisit this if you're more comfortable doing activities.
Yeah, like I
that to me like is kind of like that says I want to hook. I'm down to hook up.
Yeah, basically. I don't. Even though he said it better than that, like he actually did a good job of not sounding like he wants to fuck.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. I think like I didn't feel a romantic connection after two dates is a perfectly fine reason to not go on a third date. And. I take a little exception with her. It feels like he's mansplaining my own COVID comfort level. I get a little like eye-rolly at that because it's like you did say you don't want to be in restaurants. So like you don't want to be in restaurants. Yes, that also means you don't want to fuck me casually. Like that's just the reality. I do also think it's important. She says I'm 31, he's 38. I did have this thing when I got older in dating. I did respect what he said with the, like, I don't think he had to write this, but I do respect what he said with, like, yeah, I'm going to pool parties and kickball teams and whatever. whatever it is. I do think once you get older and you're single, there's a little bit of a, you kind of click into I don't want to lie to anyone mode. Like, it's just not worth my time.
Right.
And like I kind of had that, whereas like I wasn't even like looking to go on dates with, like, I would talk to people, but I wouldn't like go on dates that I just like that didn't feel honest to me. Like, and that took me time. So like him being 38 and being this honest.
Right.
Yeah. You kind of learn that. And it, so I do think a lot of this was like, I do understand that he was on these two dates being like, wow, she won't even go inside. I feel like I put her at risk where, because I'm being less careful, you know, I understand the,
right.
I mean, but he didn't have to say that.
In a previous episode, we've talked about how like everyone is doing stuff sort of for their self-interest. So like, yeah, it's that he doesn't want to put you at risk, but like the real thing is that he, sure, like, he doesn't want to deal with like, with you being pissed at him for putting him at risk, or like, he obviously, like, you're like, he's right. You have different comfort levels. He respects, yeah, that yours is different than him. He's not like, well, like, because you wouldn't like have sex with me, then like, I'm not interested. Like, he does phrase it in a very like 38-year-old, like, I've been around the block kind of way of like,
totally
not on you at all. Just don't think like this is going to match at all. Again, I think that he could have just said the romantic connection thing, but it, yeah, seemed like at the end, you're right, like, he did want to just leave it open in case she was like down to hook up.
Yeah. And I think she got a little defensive because there is this defense of like, no, I'm cool, I'm cool. Like, when he writes out like all the reasons, it's like, you're kind of, he's kind of saying, you know, I think we have different comfort levels on this, which is, again, I agree with him, is totally fine. But his comfort level is like the, yeah, I go out with some friends and I'm a little bit like chiller than you. And she like had to defend her level of chillness a little bit. Because then,
right,
her message is long back. She could have just said, thanks for letting me. Like, I don't
she
doubt.
She also said, I'm pretty sure she said in the email that she wasn't like that into it either.
Sure.
So I was not sure I was feeling a connection, but willing to give it another shot.
Totally, which is fine. But then, you know, the minute I read, I don't feel a romantic connection, whatever they write, like, if I'm on her side of the coin, I'd be like, totally get it, no problem. Like, I don't have to explain to these people my comfort levels or whatever. She's like, to be clear, I wasn't really comfortable with anything physical. We've been out twice. You know, like, again, she, right, does her own level of like over explaining, where it's like, I know that's what happens. It's gravity. Somebody punches hard, you got to punch just as hard. I get it. But like, I don't think I don't think it's insane behavior.
Right. Yeah. She says, am I crazy for thinking this is fully insane behavior? I don't think it's insane behavior. I think it like sort of makes sense. And it wasn't like, it was like relatively respectful, I think, text.
Sure. Just a little long, you,
yeah,
know, like that's,
yeah,
that's the only thing. And it is funny. And also, I don't think she's crazy for being like a little much. Like, it's, again, this is kind of landing in the middle, right?
Right. But it's also funny because I feel like when I've texted something a lot, like, it reminds me of like when I would in the past, if I've texted a guy who asked me on a second date, I didn't want to go or something, I would say like, you know, I'm not really, sometimes I would say I'm not really looking for anything like serious right now, which was like kind of an excuse. And then I learned to go with the romantic connection thing because that's more,
yeah,
clear. But the serious thing, and then they would reply with like, well, like, I'm not looking for anything like serious either. Like, who says
you'll
that?
Fuck? Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Who says I would like, I was like also like not really trying to like date either, blah, 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 or something like that,
sure,
where it's kind of like, read between, like, you have, sometimes you kind of have to like read between the lines, like, the person's not that into you.
Mm-hmm.
But like,
yeah,
she wasn't that into this guy either. So I think she should just take the hit.
Yeah. It's just, and it, what sucks about this is like, you know, in this world of like ghosting, none of us want to be ghosted, but none of us want to have the person that we're not that into tell us that they're not into us. You know, like, it's like a weird, it's a weird thing. Cause she's like, she's almost offended that he would be ending it with her. Like, she's,
that's
like,
kind of what
I
it
was,
seems like.
Yeah, yeah. Like, she's like, I was willing to give it another shot. And it's like, instead, she kind of like stayed too long and got asked to leave, even though she didn't even want to be at the party in the first place. And it's like, can you believe,
right,
they would ask me to leave? I'm a fun party person. It's like, no, this isn't the match. Yeah. But
also,
that's why ghosting happens.
I don't think it's such a crazy leap for him to assume that since she's, if she's not okay with dining outdoors or meeting him indoors, that she would not be looking to have sex with him for like a very long time. Which is, again, like if he's looking for that, I think it's fine that he feels that way. And I think it's okay that he didn't outright say, doesn't seem like you're going to have sex with me because of like all the other precautions you're taking about COVID. Like, I think it's okay. This is like sort of like almost one level down from him actually saying that.
Yeah, it would have been worse if he was like, so I've been assessing your cautiousness with eating indoors, and I don't think that's going to lead to me coming anytime soon. So in the spirit of staying on the side of my penis, I'm going to have to end this. Like, he's never going to like
right.
that text.
No
was,
one is ever going to be that honest. Right.
No, exactly. And again, he was almost too creatively honest, you know, and that's really what it led to. But listen, we solved another one, Jordana, right?
Yeah, this was fun.
Lots of fun.
I love the Sunday special.
I do too. So quick, so easy. Share it with your friends if they're in a similar situation. This is the one to share. I think we should post. Can we post the screenshots maybe in the stories?
We could do that. We'll do a little blurring of the phone number, obviously.
protect the innocent. So yeah, blur the phone number, all that stuff. But you know, if you have your situations that are similar to this, where it's like you're trying to read between the lines of the text, the am I crazy? Are they crazy? Jordana and I will rule on that and probably rule somewhere in the middle. You're probably both a little crazy.
Both crazy. Yeah.
But we love hashing them out here. So keep sending them in. UUP@Betches.com. UUP@Betches.com.
U Up is hosted by Jared Fried.
And Jordana Abraham. Our editor is Sean Kilby.
Social media by Abby Lloyd. Artwork by Brittany Levine.
Our podcast managers are Mike Coscarelli and Sean Kilby. Be sure to follow us at UUPpod on Instagram and email your questions to UUP@Betches.com.
Betches.